All right, Magic number 9 hockey broadcast, the playoffs special. Round 1 is done. Round 2 is about to begin. Today, Sharks, Kings, the California contest, the I-5 spectacular. Two cities, two regions, two halves of a state divided between North and South are about to have a downright hockey civil war. Will NorCal whip the Kings' unbelievable defense and explosive forwards, or will the Kings crush out the offensive lights of Brent Burns, Patrick Marleau, and Joe Pavelski? Tough call. It's a classic offense-defense competition here. History says defense is king, so the money should be on the Kings, but I've been saying since day one that the Sharks have got a better chance of advancing deep, like Conference Cup, than they've ever had in any other year in their history. I've said it from the very first game. They came out mean, they came out with a chip on their shoulder, and it appeared that for once, maybe the diva Joe Thornton had sublimated his ego enough to let other people actually play at the level they are capable of instead of slightly below his level, lest his salary be threatened. I think the guy, I do not like him. I do not like his personal style. I do not like his lack of leadership and his moodiness. And he and David Backes are on a short list of not my favorite people. But that being said, he's the franchise player. He's the guy they built it around. And if they're going to go deep, he's going to have to ping up some big performance, and I think that everybody in Los Angeles knows that, which is why he's going to be targeted and shut down. It would be nice to see him get smeared across the boards like peanut butter, and then we'll see if the Sharks really have what it takes to go deep in the playoffs. They certainly have the experience. This is 9 years in a row now, a streak second only to the Red Wings 22 years in a row. But the Kings have that hot, freaky luck called Jonathan Quick, a guy who can lose you and did lose them the first two games against St. Louis and then snapped back into place. And they have formed up like Voltron and are killed the St. Louis defense-heavy, offense-lacking Blues. So this is going to be quite the matchup. The Sharks swept the Canucks, first time in franchise history, in round one to get here. And the Kings, as I said, crushed out the defense-heavy Hitchcock team of St. Louis. The Hawks predictably slaughtered the Minnesota Wild. And this brings us to our second Original Six matchup. Second round, Blackhawks versus Red Wings. Underdog supreme, swept all four games in the regular season. The Red Wings didn't let that really get in their way too much. They fought like tigers in a bottle with another tiger. It was fantastic. Four overtimes, three victories, three of those resulting in Detroit victories. The Red Wings have discovered themselves. They beat Anaheim, the number two seeded by big time points. Big, heavy favorite, all the statistics. In fact, the statistics, even right through the games, were always in the favor of Anaheim. Shots on goal, hits, they out-hit the Red Wings two times as much hitting as the Red Wings in games. Oh, but they lost. They lost. Corey Perry never showed up for work. And that's the way that one played out. So, the Red Wings, who surprised people by even making it into the playoffs, those who aren't familiar with the organization or just can't believe 22 years in a row is possible, whatever, the heretics, the non-believers, the blasphemers, the liars, and of course, the major coastal-based media, NBC coverage was a joke, as usual. Oh, gee, are they currying favor with our corporate brethren at the Disney gift shop, the people who created the Ducks in the first damn place? Yeah, probably.
Well, but Pavel Datsyuk's a good player. I think he's good.
Disgraceful. It's exactly what you expect from these provincial-ass twats who wouldn't know pond hockey if it happened in their own swimming pool out back of their L.A. condos. But that's fine. Hey, whatever. Winning is what we care about. Not coverage. Not press. And that is going to be a tall order against the Blackhawks, who are undeniably the most deep, stacked, experienced, tough, versatile, transition powerhouse. If they... They may have even challenged the 98 Red Wings 62-win season if we'd have had a full season. They have been firing on all cylinders since coming out of the gate with an insane run of wins. There is no question that this is the series to watch. This is the last time these two rivals, for more years than any of these other teams outside the original six have even been around, last time they're going to be in the conference, well, until the next realignment, you know. The Red Wings have been in the East and gone to the West. They're going back to the East. They're leaving the Blackhawks behind. So I think fans from both nations will be sad to see that go. But, hey, we get to renew our rivalry with Toronto and Montreal. And even Boston and New York. But... How are the Red Wings going to beat the Blackhawks? Well, I guess only Mikey Babcock and the Wings themselves can tell us that. Because, you know, two overtimes, a shootout, and then one straight-up massacre, which you have to regard as a fluke, since it's just nothing like that happened in any other of the 48 games they played this year. Wings got to come up with defense like they haven't had since Lidstrom. With the Kaiser gone, that's going to be really, really tough. But Babsy believes in these boys, and either way, they're getting seasoning. They will never get any other way than by going there and doing that thing. You just got to put in the hours, and you got to put in a full 60 minutes, and you cannot be intimidated by the Blackhawks. You got to show them no respect. If they come at them with the same attitude as the Islanders went after the Penguins, I think the Wings can take them. I really do. They are not even the team. They're not the team they were when they started playing the Ducks. No, they've lost a couple of guys, and also they figured out how to change their defense on the fly. The flexibility, the versatility of this team is something to be seen. There's nothing to say about Chicago. They're damn near a perfect team. On all four lines, all three pairings, the goalies, it's ridiculous. They have every right to expect to win the Stanley Cup this year. Hopefully, Detroit will destroy that sense of privilege. And that's the West. That's all I got time for right now. Games start today. Tune in. Get it while you can. Playoff round 2, NHL. I'm done. I'll see you later.